लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast. Let's talk about verticals. And today it's the real drama in my episode. Just kidding. It's her Instagram profile name. So no, she's a lovely person and I'm really happy to have her because it's some fresh and new fan talk we are doing here. And I said hello to Megan. How are you doing? And welcome to my podcast.
I am doing great. I'm so happy to be here. I feel very honored to be invited as one of your fan picks, which is just so fun. We love the Instagram community and we are so happy that you have joined us.
Yeah, hopefully we will do it a little bit longer because we can do a little bit spoiler. Megan will be one of my big six with the monthly recap. Yay. So we are open, honest, directly about talking about verticals. We are not only sugarcoated, we can be also kind of critical, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Megan is a member of the Vertical Viewer crew also, which means she writes a lot of vertical reviews about outcoming verticals, about some actors and so on. So who would be better than her to talk to? So first question, when and in which way did you get addicted to this vertical space?
I think it's like anyone else. So my father had passed last January. And I think everyone kind of starts from, a lot of people I've talked to kind of start from like a traumatic situation, you know, and they just needed an escape. And so I was on Facebook and I just remember grieving and it was just so heavy. And this one ad kept popping up and I'd watch it to the paywall and then I'd stop. I'm like, I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. If I have to download an app, it's not happening. And then finally, like, I think it was just late one night and I couldn't sleep and I'd been crying and I finally just like did it and I pressed play. And it was kind of like a random vertical. Like now that I'm looking back, I'm like, that was my first vertical. Like, I think it was like out in 2023. And
what was your first vertical?
It was, I actually wrote it down because I can never remember the name. It was Chasing My Rejected Wife. And it was with Connor Toohey and Jackie McCarthy. So like, it was like an old one. Like,
I don't know this one.
I know. Not a lot of people know it. So that was my first one.
Which platform?
And I was like hooked. So
which platform?
That? Oh, I can't remember. I can't even remember what platform I downloaded first.
Okay.
Like my brain doesn't.
Yeah.
It's all gone. You know, like there's
no, because my first vertical was The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband, classically with Jared Harper and on Real Short. And
I
also got catched by some peeps ads.
Yep.
And it was exactly the same. No, I have to pay for it. No, I don't.
No,
I don't
I'm
pay
not
for
paying.
It. No, I'm not. I'm surely not. And every time I got this ad popped up, you saw another picture of another episode.
Yes.
And
exactly.
I think on the fourth or fifth time, I said, come on, I want to know how this story ends. Come on. Oh, bullshit. I have to buy it. And then,
and that's the catch, right? And now when you watch verticals, like you can see where the paywall ends.
Yes.
Like, and of course, I can keep watching because of now I pay for like all the apps. But you know, because like all the drama, all the violence, like if there's going to be a lot of slapping, it all just kind of goes zhoom, and it's like
yes.
over.
Yeah,
you know? It's like they hook you in. And
the first 10 episodes are so full loaded.
Oh, they're so loaded. Yeah.
But to be honest, great marketing.
I mean, no, seriously. I mean, can you blame them? Can you
No,
blame them? Yeah. I mean,
absolutely not.
yeah. I mean, they have to make money because we need to watch more verticals. So
Yes,
I'm
they
put up
set a
with it.
trap and we straight walked in.
Yeah. And
So.
now I think my husband wishes it was still only like one app and one vertical. Because now I think I have like
How many
13.
apps do you have? I'm have 48 at the moment.
I don't know how many I have downloaded, but I have 13 subscriptions.
13. Holy moly. Do you the monthly, yearly or weekly
So
subscriptions or what?
I have 10 yearly subscriptions.
10 yearly to which apps? Let me know to which apps.
I'd have to look on my list, but
ReelShort,
Realtor,
Dramabox.
DramaBox, Drama Pops. Oh gosh, I'd have to look at my list. I see I'm not really organized. Some of the
NetWave
verticals.
Drama, I think.
I think I have now I think I have Playlet. Oh, no, I don't
But
have Playlet.
Playlet never offered me a membership. Playlet was
Yeah,
for
they only
me
do like a
every
weekly.
time
Yeah, oh,
the
yes.
coin ding. I never got offended any kind of membership, not even a weekly membership.
Yeah, that's so frustrating. I think like there's a couple of them, like MyDrama, which has a lot of the Ukrainian ones. I'm
Yeah.
like, can you please
Yeah,
just offer
because
like,
it's a Ukrainian platform, so.
which I understand, and I'm willing to pay a little more for their stuff is so high quality. I just
Yeah,
really like it.
absolutely, absolutely.
But I have Candy Jar, I have Vigloo,
Yeah.
Dreamy Short, Dream Short, Drama
Yeah.
Wave. Yeah, kind of all the like. I think I have Kalos and Shorts, like the Shorts
But
app.
Kalos, did you get a Kalos a membership offered? Kalos and Playlet are two apps which never offered me a
Yeah, I
membership.
think I should look and see. But yeah. So I have a lot of, but what I do is if I want to watch, like I think right now I have like two weekly ones and then I'll just let
Yes.
up and then I just unsubscribe. Like they
Yes,
don't
yes.
release as much. And so then I just like when I'm
Yeah.
done, I don't do the coin thing. There are other fans. Actually, I just
Me
talked to
neither.
one.
Me neither.
Oh,
Because
I'm not patient enough.
exactly, that's the reason.
I'm not gonna do
You
it.
can
I'm just
only
not
watch
gonna
six ads per day so that you
happen. No.
can so
No.
that you can watch six episodes and then I have to to wait 24
No.
hours. No, come
No.
on. No,
No, not doing
not
it.
my
And
thing.
I really do admire any fan out there who does that because
Yes.
literally like patience of a saint. I am just like too much like I need it now.
Yeah.
I'm like an instant
I'm kind of
gratification.
fan of watching it through totally from the beginning
Yeah.
till the end in one
Yeah.
thing and
Oh,
not
100%.
with a lot of
100%.
interruptions and
Yeah, I mean,
no, I don't like it.
I'm sure the apps, like the platforms love me. You know, I'm like their
You're
ideal. I am their ideal.
the typical victim.
They're what they are. I am what they want, you know? So I wish they would offer me a little more, you know,
Maybe
for
it would be great, if you're doing a membership the third or fourth time, you get one for free or something
right?
like
Or something.
this.
Or like when I first came into this space, one of my goals was because my husband kind of, he's been supportive of the spending. We both waste so much money. Not so much, but you know, we both have our things, right? And so
It's kind of hobby.
it is kind of a hobby. And before this, it was something else. This just replaced, you know, whatever I was spending lots of money on before, you know. So, but when I first came into this space, my first thought was like, I wonder if I could get an app to like sponsor me. And then I could just like review their, you know, review their verticals and have it paid for. Yeah, that hasn't panned out. That hasn't panned out at all. And
When
if anything,
did
it's
you
showed me.
start with the reviews and why? Why are you doing
You
this
know what?
reviews?
I don't even know. Like, okay, so I started watching, and when I was watching the whole time, I'm like, you know what? This stuff is kind of like. There was something about it that like brought out this. I have this voice in my head all the time that's kind of like really sarcastic and kind of sassy and just
Okay.
like you know, we've messaged back and forth and it just comes out, especially when I'm writing. Like I can turn this weird, quirky, creative voice on when I write. And I was talking to my husband about it and he was watching one with me and we were just laughing so hard. And it wasn't even a funny vertical. It was just like there's something about them that just incites in me this like hilarity and again not that they're funny but it's like I could see that it was ripe for parody and like ripe for picking you know like it someone needed to kind of like get in there and just like make fun of it a little bit. And so when I started looking on Instagram and thinking, well, maybe I'll start an Instagram page because I have all these thoughts. I was like, wow, there just really isn't a lot out on Instagram at the time. I mean, there was Vertical Trauma Love, there was Jen, there's a couple other reviewers, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna throw my hat in the ring. And it took me a while to kind of get my footing. Like at first, my reviews were kind of like a little short, and then yeah, it just kind of took off. And then as more like when I joined, I felt like there was this collection of people like kind of at the same time doing the same thing, and they had really great voices. Like I'd read all the reviewers and all their voices, and so I was like, you know what? We need to team up. Like we need to like kind of be a crew. And so that's when I started the Vertical View Crew, because I was like, let's like strengthen numbers, let's support each other.
How many
And I think
members are in this
so
crew?
yeah, there are 9 Instagram accounts and there are 10 reviewers. So
Okay.
one of them is a sister duo, this
Okay,
vertical sister.
okay,
They're
okay.
awesome. Yeah. And I'm so happy because they're all amazing, and I would still choose them all today, like if I were more experienced in this space.
Yes.
And I look at all of them and I just am so proud of every single account. And a lot of accounts that joined when I joined have died off. You know, they kind of come and go. Reviewers do, you know,
Yeah,
and I've seen
absolutely.
it, you know, and which is fine. It's kind of a commitment. It's a commitment to write. It's a commitment to it takes time out of your day. It, you know, and to actually keep up with the watching of verticals is a lot. You know, I feel like, oh my goodness, I need to watch at least one a day so I can keep kind of like, and
No,
it's not even because I feel like I have to, it's not for followers for me. It's just more about this voice that I've created, you
cleaning
know?
your
It
head.
is. It's kind of this release, and like, and I also really like the kind of the analytics side. So I like the funny. I like kind of poking fun at it. So I've also written a lot of like guides, like vertical guides on my page. I don't know if you've seen them yet, but I have like a
Yeah, I
slap
saw a
guide.
few. I
I have
saw
a
a
slap
few.
guide, and I have a couple other guides that are just funny, like where I just kind of pull apart and pick apart these overarching tropes that are just like, why are they there? We don't know, but let's just make fun of them. And so, yeah, so it's a commitment. It's fun though, and I've really enjoyed this space, and it keeps growing. I can't believe how many,
Absolutely. Yeah, it
yeah,
keeps constantly
it does.
growing. Yeah,
It
yeah.
does. And I can't believe how many people now, how many reviewer pages have come on and are thriving and doing great, you know. And I wish we could have them in our crew, but I kind of refuse to let it get too big that
Yeah,
it's, you know,
absolutely. Too big,
unruly.
it's not good.
No, and we have a really good rapport in our little chat. I'm not an Instagram chat person. I'm not in any of the chat groups really. I don't really participate, but it's a really positive, healthy, fun
Yeah,
atmosphere.
that's
And
good.
like, I don't want to change that.
Yeah,
So
I totally understand this, totally.
yeah.
The thing is, sometimes I have the feeling that too many people, it's great if when they every has his own opinion, but too many maybe different
Yeah.
opinions is not good for,
No.
I don't know how to say, it's not good for the talk and the
Yeah.
atmosphere. And
Yeah. The
so,
atmosphere, especially. Yeah. And I
yeah.
feel like we all are kind of diverse in our opinions, but we're all very supportive of each other. And that's one thing that I love about our little crew is like we all champion each other it through everything. And just too many people, and sometimes there gets to be competitiveness and like, why did you get this person to comment on your account and they didn't comment on my review? Anyway, it's just I don't want that. I don't want to deal with any of that. I said I have 4 children. That's enough drama in my life. This is a fun space for me. You know, this is my space to have fun and to feel supported and validated,
How
you
do you
know.
do it in this review crew? Do you talk to each other who is watching which kind of vertical so that you not watch every the same one and
No,
make
we
the
don't. We
reviews?
just,
No?
everyone is doing their own thing. We
Okay.
are going to start, you know, by the time this airs, I'm sure it'll be out, a Vertical View Crew Instagram page. And that one, we're going to do more collaboration reviews and things.
Okay.
So we're
Okay.
going to start collaborating. We're going to start doing some, we've thought about doing like recording us talking about verticals and, you know, doing a little bit more collaboration. as we've established, like we've all kind of established like a really good fan base and like our own voices.
Yeah, I
And
think two years later is some kind of, as you said, establishment there, and not everything is so unexperienced anymore in this vertical space. And I think that we are still at the beginning of this vertical drama
100%,
world.
100% agree. And
But
it's so exciting to be here, like right now.
The thing is, I talked to John Henry Richardson, and he told me he's an, can I say, old guy in the film
And he
business.
wouldn't mind you saying that. I'm sure he
Yeah,
would.
I told him that I would love to have him as my grandfather. So,
Wouldn't we all?
no. So he told me that he sees the future of this vertical world in doing movies vertical as horizontal at the same time. So there is always the possibilities to switch, which opens the space for more scripts, for more kind of stories. And I hope really that he's right, that it's leads to this place, because I don't know what you think about, but I started watching in 2023, and right now I have a kind of feeling that some stories from 2023 are warmed up with another cast, but same this
Same
story.
story.
When you watch it, you think, "Huh, I know the story already." And
Totally.
then the entertainment is a little bit less than it was for 1 or 2 years ago.
Yeah,
So,
you don't have the same like what's going to happen? Like there's more predictability. And like sometimes I don't mind that as much. I think something that drew me to verticals in the first place was kind of that. Like there's always a happy ending. There's always these tropes that kind of land at every, whenever, you can kind of anticipate them coming. I have found that they are becoming more like westernized, the storylines, and they're kind of removing a lot of some of the stuff that I was like, what? This does not relate to our culture at all. And they're becoming a little more funny. And sometimes I find the twists that they do make is really smart. So that stuff doesn't bug me as much, but I could see the space going to more of like not these like micro dramas, where it's like a minute and a half and then you've got another cliffhanger and another cliffhanger. I would love to see like A24 come in and do something vertical. And it's not based on episodes, it's just a movie. You're not counting down, how many episodes do I have left? There's 63. No, it's just there's none of that. It's just a movie. I could see that happening, and I would also love to see the apps start to diversify a little bit. And like when you're on cable TV or when cable TV used to exist and you knew there was like Skinemax and HBO. I don't know what Germany is kind of like in that realm, but you knew when you were on a channel, you knew what you were going to get. If you were on the music channel, if you were on VH1, MTV, you're going to get music. If you were on,
Absolutely.
and so it would be nice if the apps kind of started creating their own voices so that like, I know which right now it's like I know I can go to Candy Jar and I can watch elevated content because it's based on stories that have been vetted through their writers and through that app that they pull from. A German is a German Candy Jar is German, right? Such a great app. I love that. And so I just like to see that continue. I know that there are people out there who might need some of the more like the heroine who needs to be saved, that kind of like some people might need that in their life for their own cathartic reasons, and I don't want to deny them that, especially if they're well done. I feel like there's gratuitous violence, right? There's those verticals that you can tell they're just doing it for clickbait, that this is just
Oh,
over.
yes, absolutely.
But
They
then
are
some of them I think,
so overloaded with the
they're
classic
just
stuff of fully drama.
Yes, but then there's some that I can see re really resonating with people who have been in those situations who wish they had had someone come save them and had a happy ever after. So anyway, it'd be nice to see the apps kind of start to like diversify like that, and start having their own voice and their own content. And I hope that's what we see in the future. of
Yeah, I spoke
rehearsal.
to Dan Lowenstein, the
Oh,
also
I.
director. I spoke to
Oh,
him, and he
yes.
told me that in Great Britain they are preparing to make their own platforms so
Okay.
that they
Okay.
can get a little bit away from this Asian influence.
Yes.
And
Yes.
because not
Yes.
every story worked in our kind of culture, and
No. Yeah.
sometimes you exactly can see or feel which is a bad AI translation from an Asian
Oh.
script. You know,
Yes.
some
100%.
sentence doesn't make sense, and
Yeah. Yeah.
so kind of weirdo stories. And I hope really instantly that we are move on with this kind, that we are not depend on scripts from Asia, which
Yeah.
work there well, then it will be translated and then it will be done in the US or
Right.
Europe or everyone else everywhere
Yeah.
else. And I hope instantly that this will be the move which will be made in the next month. I don't know.
I mean, it already is happening with, I think, like, I've talked to a couple writers from, I talked to a writer from Real Short. I've talked to a couple different writers who are, and actors actually, who on set kind of push the producer, like, we've got to change this. And I've talked to a couple actors who've like sat down, 48 hours before shooting and they changed the whole script, So, like, you can, and I mean, of course that's really intense. I think that's really difficult for the actors and the production team. But kind of like also that energy, that kind of like take it upon yourself, do it yourself. Like, I feel like that is one of the beauties of the vertical space right now is this, they have these opportunities to just shape it and mold it. Like these actors and directors and producers in the space, maybe not the producers, like the Eastern cultured producers, but we've seen like Shira TV is coming online. I don't know if Kylie Carson. So she started her own woman-based US-based platform that's going to be launching I think in the beginning of next year. And I mean it's starting where and you can see like some of the actors producing their own films, and that's what's exciting to me about this space. It's like, yes, there's a lot of clunky stuff still right now that feels heavy and that makes some of our verticals like, but there is
Absolutely.
like, you can see, I'm just here to celebrate the change and to like promote the people who are like in there doing the amazing stuff because it's like really fun to cheer them on.
Yeah, I like, for example, on Candy Jar, the stories. They are really well
Oh.
selected. And what
Yeah.
I also like there, it's mostly with part one, part two, sometimes part three.
Yes,
So it's
yes.
kind of a full good story, which needs a bit of time and not only 50 episodes, but
Exactly.
it's a well-developed story. And I don't have
Yes.
a problem if it's one, part two, because the last one I watched there was clearly declared as a part one, and part two
Yes.
was released a few days later. But
Yeah.
it makes so much sense to see
Yeah.
both. I think it was total nearly 100 episodes then,
Yeah.
but it makes so much sense, this whole story. It was so well, I don't know, well acted, well written, and I was
Yeah.
really entertained by this story.
Yeah,
On
yeah.
some verticals, I'm not really entertained anymore because it's so much violation, kidnapping, raping, hidden identity, all
Yes.
in a 50 episode
Yes.
that you're thinking, oh, come on, really? Not
Yeah.
as much as of this can happen in, no.
How
No.
many times, can we go to the hospital within 60 episodes? That's
Yes.
like always mine. I'm like, okay,
And
let's count.
because of what? Because of
Because of me.
what?
I know. Because they go to the hospital for everything.
With a
And like
small
they're like,
cut in her
I know.
fingers. I
Where's the red first aid kit that's in every vertical? I swear there's a red first aid kit in every vertical ever written. They're like, here's my first aid kit. And it's like bright red and it's like brand new.
Yeah, I
But
feel a little bit of bad because I don't have a first aid kit
you're like, what would I do if I was in a
in
vertical? I
every
wouldn't be able
room.
to. And that usually, so I wrote this whole thing on first aid kits because I had noticed like, I know it sounds so ridiculous, but it's always like if you watch some of the older ones that are kind of more tropey, the first aid kit comes out and it's like their first like bonding experience is like he gets a cut from something. The first aid kit's out, they're just like, you don't have to do that for me. I can do it myself. And he's like, no, I love you. I'd love to do it for you. Blah, blah, blah. And then they like fall in love over
Let
the
me
first
take
aid kit.
the important sentence is, let me take care of you.
Yes. And then like, you need to rest. That's
Yeah.
other phrase in every vertical, I
Because of a
swear.
small cut in the finger,
I
you
know,
need
you
to
need to rest.
rest.
I know you need to rest. It's always the
What?
guy saying it. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
That's what, sometimes I just don't associate with these female leads because I'm like the complete opposite. I'd be like, I'm not resting right now. Are you kidding me? I got shit to do. I'm gonna cut someone's
Yeah,
throat.
I would love to see more verticals where the women are more standing up for
It's getting
themselves.
there. I think it's getting there. I think I've been seeing it more and more. As I've been writing reviews, so there's like three things I really look for when it comes to change that I'd like to see. And one is the heroine who isn't constantly like in a desperate situation, like she needs to pay
Yeah.
medical bills.
Yeah.
That is so not
Grandmother,
relatable.
sister,
Yes,
brother.
the brother, she's got to pay all these medical bills. And of course it's on her, you know, to pay
Yeah,
the medical bills.
absolutely.
And they won't do the procedure until the medical bill is paid, which is the most like no. It just so I look
It's
for those. I look for situations where they aren't in a desperate situation. That's like one of my big things. Like I want the heroine to make choices on her own volition. Like I want her to be the one who is acting in her life,
Not
not
because she's forced or something like that to
yes, and not
no.
because the villain is also coming in. Like there are way too many life circumstances that can cause villainous, like that are an antagonist. We don't need this, like we don't need 18 villains and the ex-fiancés and the supposed ex-fiancés who think they were ex-fiancés but weren't really, you know what I mean? Like we
I
don't need
know what
that.
you
Like
mean.
isn't life like hard enough? Like why do we need to keep throwing in now one or two little kind of antagonists? Fun, right? Make them
Yeah,
campy,
absolutely.
make them funny, you know, like make them I'm totally for that, but I just feel like and so that's another thing that I really like to champion is just anytime when we can take their life circumstances and make that the antagonist, not just the villain constantly coming and then she's saved by the man and you know. And those are fun and campy, especially lately I feel like they're starting to make those a little bit more funny, like
Yeah,
those.
absolutely.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
like they're really starting to infuse a lot of levity into some of these classic plot lines that we've seen. And I am all for it. I'm all for the comedy. Bring it on. That is like my favorite genre.
I would
So
love to see more comedy
yeah,
because,
100%.
but some actors told me already that, like Michael Vaccaro, that he loves to improvise, and
Yes. Oh,
sometimes he
yes.
got said on set, Michael, just say your words, please.
Well, right. I mean,
They are not
and I
so, sometimes I think they are not so open, and
no.
I think the problem is, as long as this shitty story sells, they are
Exactly.
not taking the risk to improve kind of
Exactly.
new genre or something like this. Because as long as
Exactly.
the shitty things work and they get their datas and they see,
Yep.
oh, 12
It's all
million
about the
people watched
money.
it.
It
Yeah,
is. And
absolutely.
I don't technically like, I mean, as someone who kind of like, I mean, I like, you know, I'm an American, free market, capitalism, you know, like as sucky it as it is sometimes, you know, that competition really drives things. And so I'm not one to like judge the director for being like, no, we got to stick to the script. I mean, he's got to make money in the end. I mean, he's got to. And so that part of this whole vertical world right now sucks. Like it really does. Like, and I've heard of actors tell me like that they can't change things. The director won't let them, and unless the executive producer comes in and they clear it with the executive producer, then the director would be on board
Yeah.
to make changes. So it isn't even like the people on the set. It's like these producers that are
Yeah.
then beholden to
It's the big boss.
the big boss over in Asia somewhere, you know, which, you know, they're all about the bottom line. And so as much as like, yes, I mean, that sucks for Michael, because I would love to see him improv with some of his stuff. I'm sure he would be fantastic.
Absolutely, and I'm sure Adam Chisnell also.
Oh my goodness,
I
he's
love his reels. I
yeah.
love his reels. I'm so much
Oh,
laughing about
he's so
his
funny.
reels and his
I started,
great
yeah.
way
Oh.
to do this reels. I have a chat tomorrow with him, by the way.
Oh, you're so
So
lucky.
I'm
Yeah,
really
that's
looking forward to
awesome.
this because I know it will be so funny. I
It's
know
gonna
it.
be fun.
And him as a lead in a comedy,
Oh,
oh, come on. I would
I
love to
know.
see that.
I know.
I'm
Actually, it's
sure that
funny.
would be a
I
great
like.
entertainment.
I've been writing a couple. I have a couple scripts that I've written that are I think are really funny. Like I have like three or four, and he is always like the funny like sidekick in my head. He's always the funny sidekick when I write. So I text him or I'll message him and be like, Adam, I'm writing you in another script. He's like, okay, like let me know when it's gonna happen. I'm
I'm
like, it's
sure
never gonna happen, buddy.
I'm sure that the creatives would be totally on because I ask everyone which genre would you see more in verticals, and it was mostly time horror or comedy.
Yeah.
Both.
Yep.
So,
Yep.
and what is needed that a vertical really catches you?
I think it depends on my mood sometimes, honestly.
Is it the
Like,
actors? Is it what
well,
is it?
sometimes I'm usually drawn in. So, okay, there's a couple things that I feel like when I what makes me press play, right? I guess that's kind of the question. So I did this whole like thing on vertical titles. Like you'll have to look on my page. I wrote this whole like dissertation on vertical titles and how ridiculous they are. But then how much I appreciate them because they kind of tell me when to not press play. Like if I see, they do. Okay. So if I see like Lost Heiress or like anything with revenge, divorce, I'm not pressing play on that. Like I know where that's going. It's going to be violent. I'm not
A
going to be
banquet scene.
banquet scenes, the Lost Heiress, there's banquet scenes. You're not putting sidebar.
The big question, you can't be him or her.
I know,
I
you
know.
can't
And
be.
they are nearly showing the ID and no one believes them. Come on.
So ridiculous. And then you've got my favorite. So I think I just wrote a post on, I call them the vertical chorus. And they're all the people in the banquet. Like along the sidelines, they're like, that's not her. And then they're like, yes, it
You're a
is her. And then
fraud.
they're like,
You're a
so like,
fake.
yes, they're like these sirens of the vertical world who just gets, or not sirens, but you know, the opposite of sirens actually. But they just seem to like go along with whatever's happening to
Yeah,
him.
they're
So
switching the
funny.
sides every few seconds.
It's hilarious to me. And that's the stuff I think is funny. See, so I don't press play on those, right? So I know, you know, but that is not my cup of tea. Some people love that type of drama, and I would never judge them for that, right? Like some
But
people do.
Megan, really? There are so many verticals where it's only this one question. Is it really you that you were
Yes, this
imposing to be? And
the
that's
whole
for
storyline.
70 minutes?
I know I can't do it.
And the
I can't
script
do it.
writer get paid for this
I
only to
know.
package these big questions? Is it really
I know.
you in a
I know.
70 minutes episode?
It's so annoying. They're the worst. So I've been able, because of these obnoxious titles, I've been able to like peg which ones I'm not going to watch. So then I do go for actors because I do know there are a few actors that really do a good job picking their scripts, you know. They're
To be
the ones that are
critical to
approached.
the
They're in
scripts,
a super lucky position. I think, and you know, they get approached from production companies to star in there. They're not doing the casting calls. And so there's some that I will press play on just for the actor. And then
For example, which actor?
oh gosh, do I have to okay, so a
Drop
couple
your
that
pants open, honest.
So there's a couple that I absolutely love, and they don't actually make a lot of. So Gio Duval, Giovanni Duval. Hi,
Yes,
Gio. He's
with
like
him
one of my favorites.
I will also
Yeah.
have some. He did a new one for Candy Jar.
It's coming. I know. I'm so excited. I'm actually talking to him on Thursday about it. So, I actually run his fan page. So I started his fan page. So
Nice
Gio's like,
one.
he's one of my favorites. I absolutely adore. He's a great actor. I think that Ryan Larson is a really great actor. A little bit, if you saw his face, you would know. He's not on a lot of the big platforms, but he does a lot of. He's a great actor. Steven Marana is
Yep,
awesome. Yep, and I run
absolutely.
his run Steven's fan page too. I'm a little crazy with the fan
How
pages.
many fan pages do you
I just
run?
do two. I just do two. And you know what? Mine aren't like the CapCut edit fan pages. I like help them promote. I like Steven, I feel like I've kind of become his like PR girl, sometimes his secretary. But it's who else do I love?
I
It's fun.
know. I know who's Ryan Lust now.
You know who Ryan Larson is now. Good for you.
Yes.
He's a great actor. And he is one who's going to pick really good. He does so. There was one vertical that he was in where he really changed the arc of it. It was kind of a common story about the woman who's like, you've been with me 3 years. We've been married and she wants a divorce and she leaves him. And he had been a jerk and misunderstood. He actually played such a nice redemption arc in that one. Like he
Okay.
actually redeemed his character in the end, and she didn't pick him at the end.
Oh.
So, I mean, just stuff like that. Like these, so he's one that can take kind of like a murky situation that he doesn't love and kind of make it his own. So, who else do I press play on? Tess, you know, Tess
Yeah, yeah,
Dinerstein.
yeah,
I
yeah.
love Tess. Sometimes I'll press play on her, and it's, you know, this newest one that I saw with her. I'm gonna press play on it. I'm sure the first 10 reels will be violent. It's where she's in high school, you
Yeah.
know, so it's gonna be that whole trope with the high schoolers. And but she is such a great actor, and I feel like she really kind of turns whatever she's doing into gold. And same with Nick Rotako, who
Yeah.
I call Nick Fortaco. I don't know if you
Yeah,
saw this or not.
I saw
Oh, I
it.
like apologize to him profusely, and I'm like, okay, I will bring you tacos at
I saw
Vertico.
this post. But I think Or I got the impression that he loves
Oh, he thought it was funny.
it.
He actually took, yeah, we had had a conversation over DM about it. So Nick Furtado is amazing. I think he any vertical he's in, he somehow turns his character into something that has nuance. Isn't even nuance
He
there. I
did
don't know.
great. He did great vampire style. He did great werewolf styles, but he also
I wish
did
we could
this great.
mafia.
Yeah,
Yeah.
mafia type.
I
Okay, he
wish we
looked
could see
okay.
more
To
mafia.
be honest, he and Steven are really the mafia types.
Right. Well, Steven is a good werewolf too from Red Talons. I don't know if you saw Red
Yeah, I
Talons,
saw
but
it. I saw it.
yeah, that's, I
But I
think
liked him as a
me
mafia.
too. Me too. Me
There are
too. Yeah.
some types which fits so
They
good as
do.
mafia.
Right. And then they slip into
Oh.
that billionaire CEO role and you're like, that doesn't
Yes.
work for you.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like,
Yeah,
no.
but I
But
think sometimes it's good that not to get pigeholed in one kind of role. You know,
right.
like for example, Zane Claudio, always the villain.
Always,
Always the
always the
villain
villain.
one.
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
love to see him in a lead as a, I don't know, lovely
The love
family
interest, yeah.
husband and
Yeah.
father or something like that,
Yeah,
and not
right.
always as this strict bloody villain. Even on
Right.
Wordfest, when I have a meet and greet with him and Teak,
Oh, yeah, Teague, yeah.
he was on set and he joined the Zoom conversation and he had blood all over his face. Because he was
Because he
directly
was
from
in the.
scene, yes, and there was a
Oh my goodness,
lot of
poor
blood
guy.
in his face. So, and I said, "Oh, you're typical. Let me guess, the villain? Yeah,
You're the villain.
I am." And then he
I
said,
know that
"But
is
you
hard.
should have seen the other one." I said, "Yeah, okay,
Oh,
but come on,
I
always
can
the villain.
imagine.
So
Who
it's
else was,
pigeonholed
someone
as a
else was
kind
saying
of
that. I think
villain."
it was, I love Brittany, oh, I can never remember her last name. It starts with an M. Mazurik, I
Do you
think.
know a
This
vertical
red
which she
hair.
was in?
She was in
I
Three
know.
Idiots, Mafia II. Yeah. So
Yeah.
she is another one that I will try to press play on too. But she had said like she wished she could do more comedy, like she like in the Vert Fest, call like it, they did the Fated Deal with the Mafia King, and she had said she's been kind of pigeonholed. Like she's another one that's been a little pigeonholed, because she kind of ends up being like in the revenge kind of genre, you
And
know.
she's so a great ballet dancer.
Oh, I know. I want to do like a flash dance reboot and like have her be like
Okay,
the
to be
flash dance.
honest, musical genre is also needed. We have
Oh, it
so
is.
many great actors with
Oh,
singing and
same.
dancing.
You know, I think
It's
the hard part is that with that is like the production budgets are so tight, and that would require, you know, voice recordings and like, you know, so I
Yeah,
can
Dan
see it.
Lowenstein. I asked Dan Lowenstein.
Okay.
He wants to be called Stein, not Steen. Dan
Oh, yeah.
Lowenstein. Why musical? And he said the problem is that you have to get your own music written because of the r
Exactly.
music rights. So you have to spend a
Expensive,
lot of
yeah.
money also to get the
Yep.
music. But the second one, you could publish a soundtrack or also. For this vertical, and he
Yeah,
said,
that's
yeah,
true.
he would love to do your musical more because it's so refreshing if you can
It
sing
is.
along and the
Yes.
mood
Well,
is really good.
I feel like nowadays it wouldn't be that hard to write new music. Like with all these new apps that are like, you can feed them the lyrics and it'll spin out something new. I don't know. I don't know how that works with like making it like putting it like commercial, like on a vertical. But yeah, I don't know. Like Aileen from, I think, from I Love
I love
Verticals.
verticals,
Yeah. So she makes music all the time. She writes the lyrics and then makes music all the time. So she's fun. She just did that Love and Blood one. That was really good. It was really good.
I
So
haven't seen it yet.
yeah, you should go on her site. I'm sure it's there. But yeah, she's good at making music. So I feel like, yeah, that could definitely be an avenue we could explore. So many amazing singers. Did you see the one with Meg Bush? I love to. It's hard for me to even say which actors I press play on because there's so many of them
So
that I
many,
just,
you press always
I
play.
know. And if this gets out there, I'm apologizing right now to any actor that I said I love your verticals and I didn't mention your name because I really feel like Cayman, oh my goodness, Cayman is a huge one for me.
He's right on the way to Turkey. Normally, I
Yes.
would have talked yesterday to him, but he sent me, "Oh, we have to reschedule. I got just information that I have to go to Turkey for another one for the next show." So,
Okay, good for him. I'm so glad.
and
So,
he's so a mechanic, a firefighter, a soldier, and in
right.
every role he looks so good and he plays it
He does.
so authentically.
He does.
I
He really
really love
does.
that. Yeah, I really
I do
love that.
too. And that's I will press play on Cayman
Yeah,
any
okay.
day.
Me too. Me too.
Any day. So there's a lot, but I think it's more about like sometimes it's about my mood. Like sometimes I like the heavier ones that are a little bit more dramatic, and sometimes I just want light and funny, and I can always know what actors are going to be like a little bit more light and more levity. So that's always fun too. So I think it, yeah. But I do know what I don't press play on. I guess we can say that.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. And I
That's the
feel like
important
that's
thing.
the biggest message you can send to the apps, right?
Yes.
Is like,
But did
don't
you
just
have the
don't.
feeling that the audience got heard from the platforms?
That they get heard.
Yes.
I think it depends on the platform. I don't think Dramabox and Real Short are reading my reviews and reading my rants on violence and verticals, or I don't think they're paying attention. I think they just pay attention to numbers. But when you talk to like apps, the App Short, or it just says, what is the name? It's this one. It's the one with like the candy. It's just shorts, and it's got like
Short
a
mini,
shorts app.
yeah, shorts
Like
app.
they. I feel like they are open. I feel like Viglu. I feel like some of them do see. And it's actually funny because as I've talked to some of the people behind the scenes, you know, they are trying to bring our voices in more and more, and pay attention to us more and more, and what we want. And that's what a lot of them want too. But again, it's these conglomerates higher up that make it kind of difficult for those changes to happen.
Yeah.
But like Viglu is doing a great job producing new content, fresh scripts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
And they
I
are
don't love them
producing
all.
really well.
They
Great
are.
sound,
Yes.
great
Production
cuts,
quality.
Kate. Yeah. So the whole thing, not only the script, is in really great quality.
100%. Yeah. And I mean, I don't love all of the ones that
No, me
they
neither.
make, and that's fine. That's totally fine. Like, just keep going. Just keep making them, you know?
Yeah, but they are trying, you know,
Exactly.
new
And
kind of stories, and they are
yes.
looking, okay, does it work or not? And if it
Yep.
doesn't work out, okay, so they would not do
They'll
another
just
one,
keep
but
going.
they are just trying.
Yep. And that's why I will champion that hands down, like anytime, because I feel like that's what we need to support is like those people out there and not just harp on the things that we don't like anymore, but let's get out there and like really watch and press play and support those apps and those platforms that are pushing the boundaries, that are giving us new storylines, that are bringing out this like great these great productions, you know, because sometimes you watch some older ones and you're like, what is that sound? Or
Yeah, the
like the
voiceovers are
voices.
so
Oh.
bad and
I have a whole rant about voiceovers. You got to read that one. That one's really funny, actually.
Okay.
See, I turned all my rants into something funny. That's what I love. But voiceovers are so annoying because I'm like, don't feed me, like, don't tell me what I need to feel. Like, I can connect the dots myself. Like, degree, I have a degree. I raised four kids. Like, I think I
Yeah,
know
sometimes I have the
what's
feeling
happening.
that some platforms are thinking we are dumb.
Yes. No. Well, and you know what? Okay, so I get it. Like, I think sometimes, so. After my dad had passed, I think one thing that I loved about verticals is I didn't have to think. Like my
Yeah,
brain was
that's
already
true.
shut off anyway. I was in so much deep in grief and like I appreciated that, right? I didn't want to watch like some really heavy film that dealt with a lot of, you know, like something on Netflix or I didn't want that. I wanted like this junk food just like fed, like
Yes, yes.
just like
Yeah,
fed
I
to
know what
me.
you mean. Just
Yeah.
sit
Yeah.
there and chill and watch.
Turn it off. And I still like that sometimes, you know, and that's why sometimes I know you said you're kind of sick of the reworked scripts and I don't know, they don't always bug me. So it's fun to kind of see what they do to change them now, because you know what the plot line is, and then
Yeah,
they
and I really like that more and more actors are gonna to write by themselves and
Yes, me
start to
too.
produce it. Look like Campus Rivals, look like
Yes.
Vino, which
Yep.
would drop or something like that.
Dungeons of
It's
E Well, I don't know if Dungeons and Ecstasy was written by Felix, but yeah, like Felix and Eric, and I mean Grace, I mean all of them producing
yeah.
now. Yeah, Stephen Moran, who's been
I think
producing.
that's a great
Yeah.
way to move forward in this space
100%. Yeah,
because
I
it's not
totally
so,
agree.
it's more from the actors for the audience than I have the feeling.
Yes.
So I
Yeah, and
talked.
the great
Hello?
part about this space is I feel like the actors are in touch with the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. That's what I want to say. They know what it's needed. No, they know what it's
I
wanted.
mean,
And
actors, like, I am so honored and flattered that they read my reviews and like comment on
yeah.
them. Have conversations with me behind the scenes about
And they
like,
share it and something like
and they
this.
share and they're supportive.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone should be doing this, it should be the actors, you know, the ones that are kind of leading charge in the changes that we're seeing. Because they're, and maybe some of the fans. Now, I would love to get involved in some of the production side. I think that'd be really great. I think that that would be something that I would really like, an area I would thrive in, you know. But yeah, I think I've watched probably I so one of the questions I always ask when I talk to actors is like, how many verticals have you really watched? Or directors or producers?
No
Some of
one,
them have watched
nothing.
like two verticals, like four verticals. Some of them have
But
been
not from the beginning till the end.
no. And I'm like, okay, you guys need to be talking to the fans. Like, I think I've watched like maybe almost 1,000 verticals since February. Like, talk to me, ask me. Like, I see something so different than
Yeah, and
a
also
lot
the
of what you.
reason because fans are talking to each other and about this vertical. So you couldn't get better informations
No.
as from the friends directly. That's why I wanted to do this monthly recap, because I
Yeah.
think in a small group we can discuss, we can openly discuss. We don't have to be the same or share the same opinion about this vertical.
No.
Absolutely not, because that's the good thing that there are so many different kind of people which
Yeah.
like different things to watch.
Yep,
And
yep.
but I think to get a review, hey, which was more hype than it was worth to watch?
Oh, yes, that's a good one. That's a really good question.
Because I had the feeling some verticals were really hyped before coming out, and then I saw them and saw, okay,
Yep, that
it
wasn't.
was nice, but.
And sometimes the like we talked about in the beginning, like those fans that are watching based on coins and ads, I mean, that's a waste for them. Like if you're not like that's one reason why I like to write. So, well, it was a while. I didn't take a break from writing critical reviews, but like I've started writing some more. The people need to know the good and the bad, right? They need to know when to press play, when to not press play.
Yes.
Because there are, I mean, it's expensive. It's expensive to watch verticals if you're paying
Absolutely.
for it. It is
Absolutely.
expensive. It is time and time. I mean, for me, my time is just as valuable as how much money I'm spending. So like, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to
Yeah,
waste. Not that
it
I don't
is.
mind. Yeah, I
Absolutely.
mean, yeah. So I don't. So yeah, we need to talk about the ones that are flops.
Yeah, you cannot always talk about the good ones.
No, because well, and for me as a reviewer, because I know which ones I want to press play on, I've gotten more selective about what I watch, and therefore the things that I watch are the stuff that I wanted to watch,
Yeah.
and so that's easier for me to write a good review on, you know, like, and then sometimes if it's a bad review, I'm like, I don't want to write, it's not worth it, you know, and so, but the bad reviews qualify my good reviews, like they give like. They amplify the ones that I really loved. Like, so we have a Vertical View crew member named Hiro. He's a Japanese. He lives in Britain. He's amazing. And he will tear down anything. And it is awesome. Like, he is such a great reviewer because then the ones that he loves, you're like, Hiro gave this like his big happy shiny face. He uses his emojis as he's got this whole like emoji series for
Yeah.
his how he ranks them. So anytime Hiro absolutely loves a vertical, you're like, okay, we're watching that one because you know he's so picky, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, and that's exactly the thing. You have to be honest. You have to give an advice. Oh, come on. It's okay if you don't have if you get bored, you can watch it. It's nice to go through the time with it, but as you said, when you have to pay it by coins, then
Yeah.
it's even more
It is.
important to know is it good or not, because that's so much money you waste. In total, when
Money and
you,
time. Like all those little ads, like all those minute ads that you watch, you know. Oh my goodness, like time. That's a lot of time.
yeah,
Yeah. So
absolutely.
I was so and it's also fun. I think a lot of reviewers, especially ones that are kind of newer on the scene, are afraid to offend the actors too. And that's like I've seen that come up several times. Well, he's one of my favorite actors. I don't want to offend him. I'm like, pish posh. He knows. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
he knows it wasn't that great. He's out. He's not. Sometimes they're just trying to make money, and so they know they're not always making like the highest quality of vertical, which is fine. Like I told Cayman the other day, I like watched one of his. I'm like, what if I didn't love it? I was messaging him, and he's like, that's fine. He's like, write a review. I don't care. You know, like so they get it. You know, they get
Yeah,
it.
but the thing is, I exactly spoke about that with Molly Anderson,
Oh
because she did one with Noah Fearnley, a Christmas one.
Okay.
And the cast was great, but the story was, it was the typical question 1 hour, is it really him? And I said to Molly, listen, I love the cast, but the story was so shit that the great cast cannot make it a good vertical. So
Yes, exactly.
sorry for that, but she said no, totally fine with that.
They get
She
it.
totally understands. And so I think if you be a true fan, you should be able to make some critical points on
Well,
stuff.
in those reviews, sometimes I find it nice to actually find the producer and tag the producer also. Like, I don't always try to find the producer because honestly, without like the end, what is it called at the end when they show the names of the actors and all the people involved, the credits?
The
Like, we
credits,
don't have credits. Sometimes it's impossible. Like, I don't know who produced this vertical. I don't know. I wish we that was more readily available. I have some on my vertical view crew are amazing at finding that. So I have them as a resource. I'm like, who produces? Because then we tag the producer on the ones we don't like, right? Then it's like, don't even tag the actors. Like, they don't need to be tagged. Like,
But
but yeah,
sometimes
tag the producer.
it isn't even the producer's fault.
No, exactly. And then we've got that whole situation with the big wigs around the board table who've probably never
Yes.
watched a vertical in their life, and
Yeah,
aren't
surely, and
that
I'm
dumb.
sure that they never have been on a set. And I'm
No.
sure that they don't even know that there were only 7 days for shoot and how much the actress and the crew has to
Oh.
keep in power for this
Yeah.
vertical. So
Yes. And
I'm
another,
totally sure.
yes. And that's another reason for me why, like on my Instagram page, I try to be like really positive and supportive about what is happening because like it's grueling what they have to do. And if they don't love the vertical, that must be so difficult. So I want like actors and creatives to come to my page and see someone really celebrating like the changes that have
Honoring
like,
their work, still honoring their work. Because everyone, it doesn't matter what kind of job they are doing, needs an honoring of the work. If
100%.
it's totally great what the product is. So it should be honored, but it
Especially
also
how
should be
far we've
allowed
come.
to be a little bit gritty when
Oh,
it's not that kind of.
I just wrote a not so great review about Love and Blood. I didn't love it, and I'm not afraid. I mean, a great cast, so spectacularly well made. But I didn't love the script. I didn't get it. I felt like, what just happened? And that's fine. And I'm not afraid to say that type of stuff, but what I try to say if I'm going to is I try to point out like what like this strong female lead idea. Like if I find a vertical with a female lead who isn't desperate, I'm going to shout that one from the rooftops, because that's what I
Absolutely.
want, Oh my goodness, we've talked about a lot of stuff. I bet I'm looking through your questions right now.
No, the thing is, I like this kind of
Me too.
conversations
I would rather have conversation too.
because the thing is, this vertical space here in Germany, it's not very common. For example, if I'm talking about verticals, 59%, what kind
Oh,
of what?
that's
And
my whole
some
life.
said to me, what are you doing now? What, a new podcast about what? Oh, come
Yeah.
on.
I
Just
don't
keep
even want to
it.
explain it. Yeah.
No, I always said it's a kind of handy streaming thing. You don't have to understand. So no,
I just, I don't even, yeah.
and so for me, it's great to talk to people who are as same addicted as I am in a kind of way, but I'm not the kind of person who like always doing sugar coating.
No, either am
Because
I.
I have the feeling that we all have to be honest what's happening, because only if we are honest, this kind of vertical world can grow more or can get better,
100%. Yeah,
So
100%.
I'm not ashamed to say I don't like this vertical, and I'm not ashamed to say it directly to an actor, producer, or something like that. I'm not that kind of type, which only says I don't like it. I always give
There
you a
has to be.
reason where
Me
what was
too.
for me, in my opinion, the
Yes.
problem, what was the reason why I
Yes.
don't like it.
Yes.
I would never go there and say, don't watch it, it's shitty. Everyone has
Exactly.
to give them its own try and their own
Exactly.
opinion. But if anyone asks me about my opinion, I always be open and honest. And
Well,
that's the thing what this vertical world, in my opinion, also needs to get
yes.
better and grow better.
Yeah, I totally agree. And like I just actually oh gosh, I lost my train of thought, but I just wrote a review on a vertical, and it was a critical review, but I go in and I'm like, this is how it could have been better. Like, give me the script. Let
Yeah,
me rework some of this
I will do
here, and
some changes, then
let's
it's
just like flip this around, and like, and like, and it would have been an amazing vertical. So that's when I like to write critical reviews, is when I see that it could have had potential and it fell flat. And I'm not saying I'm an expert in any of this. I'm not a
No,
writer.
no.
I am not, I have consumed so much TV though in my life, like way too much TV. Like it was my coping mechanism when my kids were little. I just walk around with my phone and watch The Office and Community and all these stupid TV shows. But it's like, that's when I like to be critical, is when I feel like I actually have something to say that's constructive.
Yeah,
It's like constructive criticism.
exactly.
I don't just, and that's why sometimes I don't write reviews on verticals I don't like, because I don't have anything to say about them. I'm like, nope, it was
Yeah.
just shit. It's just, I
It's
don't know what
only
else to
shit.
say. It's just shit.
You cannot improve it. It's
No,
only
no. It's just shit.
shit.
But was it entertaining? Oh, hell yeah. Did I finish it all? Yes, I did. Because I'm a finisher. But yeah.
Are you the kind of person who always finish verticals? Because I'm the kind of dropping out. If it's not
I will.
entertaining me, I
So
will drop out.
this is how I know. This is how I know I'm hooked in, because I'm a firm believer in really solid pacing. So like keeping me kind of watching, because I have ADHD like really bad, and I have four children, two at home. I've got a super busy household. My husband travels 3 weeks out of the month. So if I will ignore my children, and like, it's a good vertical. Like if I don't feed them and I end up door dashing like fast food for them, like that, I should actually make my scale based on that. Like here's my scale. Like how much housework did I ignore to watch this vertical, right? Because then,
Not?
yeah, because then, because oftentimes I am interrupted a lot. Like that is my life. It has been my life since day one of giving birth 23 years ago. It's just constant interruption as basically a stay-at-home mom. And so if a vertical like hooks me in, and I will choose to ignore everything to watch it, and it commands my
Yeah,
attention, that's a
then
good, that's a good
that's a
one.
great one, yeah.
Yeah. So I do sometimes piece them out. Like sometimes I'll start one in the morning, or in the evening, and then I'll kind of finish it up as I'm doing dishes the next morning. But if it pushes me to stay up and stay awake and
But you
just sit there.
always finish your vertical?
Most of the time, mostly because I'm really picky about what I press play on. Like I'm really picky about lately. I've become really picky about it. I don't just scroll and say, oh, that one looks good. I used to do that, but I've just become really picky about that. So
So then maybe it's good because I had
yeah.
some few verticals. I give it a try, but after episode, I
Yeah.
don't know, 15,
Well, and
no.
sometimes it just happens naturally because my life is so interrupted. I'll be like, oh, that's right. I started that one and I never finished it. So maybe it isn't so much as like I'm ditching out, I'm not finishing it, I'm making a purposeful decision. Maybe it just come to the forefront of my brain and like keep me wanting to go back, if that makes sense. Like if I like fell asleep to it, which we all do, and then I wake up in the morning and forgot what I watched. Yeah, I didn't finish that one. So yes, in some ways I'm not a finisher, but it isn't because I purposely was like, no, this is garbage, and I throw my phone, it's more about
No,
like
that's that. No, that's me not neither. But sometimes, when I try to see how many episodes in total, okay, with episodes I am in, then for me it's a sign, Michaela, stop it, stop it. If you are, it's like being in school when you always take a look at your watch, how many minutes are left. And I'm doing that with the vertical and kind of how many episodes I left.
Yes.
No,
Well, and
then I
sometimes
must
I'll look at the
stop
episodes and
it.
I'd be like, That's it. I need more, you know. So that's a good
Yeah.
vertical. You know,
What do
sometimes
you
it's like,
think about verticals with these shitty cliffhangers?
okay, so I go back and forth with the cliffhanger thing. I know a lot of people are like upset with like Lust Game ending the way it did, the newest one with Cayman, and that one was a no-brainer to me. I mean, who she should choose. Anyway, that's a whole nother story, but I think if they finished a full arc, if they finished a full storyline, and then they hooked me in for a potential sequel, that's fine, right? As long as they finished, as long as they gave me something satisfying at the end.
And then it's okay for you if there
And it's
never
okay
will
with
be
me.
a part two?
If there's a part two, it'd be great. It doesn't always happen with verticals, though,
Yeah,
you know?
that's exactly because, for example, the one with Jaxton Tiller and Keira Wisely, what was it
Oh,
from
that one was
Contract
ridiculous.
Lover to Billionaire's Wife or something like that?
That's one I didn't like. I
That's a
didn't like that,
shitty
but
end.
that was a shitty ending. That was
And there were
like,
so many people screaming about a part two.
I mean, that was a shitty ending. Like that one did us dirty 100%. But then like Fated Deal with the Mafia King,
Yeah.
like it had a full arc, we ended,
Yeah.
and then that very last, like literally like 2 seconds of the vertical, we see his old wife, like we see
Yes,
his
yes,
wife
yes.
come back. That one is fine. If we never
Yeah.
get a second, which please can we get a second? But I need Sam to be revived because Sam was played by Gio, who
Yeah.
of course, you know, love Gio. So he's got to come back somehow, you know. You know,
Yeah.
because he had
But
died in the
what
end.
are you thinking about the second part from the Superstar one with Jaxton Tiller and Ashley Mishriker
That was one
and
I was like, why are they doing a second? I didn't
exactly that's
understand that one.
the part that was
I
the
was like,
second part where I was said I don't normally I don't need a second part. For me
normally
the
I don't
first
need a
part was
second.
fine at the end,
Well, and
totally
see,
fine.
and I love what Love and Blood is trying to do and create a series. Like you had talked about part one, two, three, four. I would personally love to have, you know, like a 45-minute episode once a week drop and fall in love with those characters like we used to when we
Yes.
used to watch TV before all the streaming and all the
Yeah, yeah,
binging.
yeah,
And I know that there's a lot of actors who would love that too because they can really get into that character. They can really, you could film 4 episodes at a time and then come
To
back to
be
it, you know.
honest, it would also be great for the job. Sometimes they didn't even
Would be
know
amazing.
in 2 weeks did I have an actor job or not.
Exactly.
They get a
Exactly.
call for a new project 4 days before they have to leave or to get on
100%.
this new project. So I think it would also be great for the actor to be a little bit more safe in this job thing to
Yes.
do.
Instead of having to just keep like turning on this wheel, you have
Yes,
a little bit
yes.
more, you have a little bit more of a platform. Yeah,
Yeah.
but I would love to see more of that happen. I really would to, and like Love and Blood, I feel like kind of tried to start that a little bit, you know, like
Yeah.
they had kind of like we dove in fast. It felt like kind of like a pilot episode of the series. You're a little confused. That's why I was like, I'm not going to be too harsh on this one because I'm like, you know, I think that's what they were trying to do. It would be great to see more of that, like more of this like continued story where we get 20 episodes, but like real 45-minute episodes, not,
Yeah,
you know.
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
That
I
would be
don't
great.
understand, to be honest, why they are doing always this 1 minute, 1.5 episodes. I didn't get the sense of this.
I mean, I get the like the cliffhanger thing, click the always kind of leaving you wanting more, you know, and then you get to the paywall. Like I get it until like the paywall point, but after that, you know. I don't get why people call them 1 minute episodes, like a 1.5 minute story, like the mic, they call it micro dramas. I'm like, they're not micro. It's still the
No.
same length as a
Yeah,
movie.
in total it's 1 hour.
It's
So
at least an hour and a half. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
they're not micro dramas. They're drama dramas. You know, they're
Drama,
like, it's a drama
drama,
drama, you know? So
drama
it's like, I
dramas.
don't understand that whole idea. And like when Real Short will advertise, you'll see them like, say and a minute and a half of like intense like blah 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 and you're like yeah but you still got to watch an hour and a half of it like there's no resolution it's not like this mini arc every minute and a half no that's not how it is at all
Yeah,
so
that's true.
yeah that's kind of a frustrating part that's what I'd like to see some apps that develop take that away. Just take
Yeah.
that away. Like, let's just put it, like, make it a movie, like we had talked about before.
Yeah, but I hope that there are not getting more and more platforms out, because every time a new ad shows up on Instagram or somewhere else, I have the feeling it's always kind of new platform
I
needed.
know. I
This
know.
I
There's
watched now the
Honey
new,
Real or Honey Love. There's a new Honey
yeah,
one.
iDrama is now new, then FlareFlow was sometimes new, and I thought, what? I didn't hear about what?
Flareflow is
Again, again,
frustrating.
again. So I would love to see it more compromised to platforms, because in this way, when you have so many different platforms, it get really expensive when you
It
need
does.
everywhere a membership
Believe
or
me,
something.
I know.
With your
So
best
many.
example for them. No, so that would be nice if there will be kind of change in this outrageous numbers of platforms.
But then you find like some platforms like Candy Jar are really affordable. I think it's like $60 US
Yeah, it's
dollars
seven, it's
like
17 euros for a yearly
for
membership.
a year. And then some of them are like 300 for a year. So we
Yeah, and
need
some of
less.
them are 25 euros for a week. It's much expensive than
Believe me. I
Netflix,
know.
for
I
example.
know. And that's getting to be really frustrating. Because I do feel like it puts the fans, it puts the pain, it like puts us as fans in a compromised position because like we have limited resources. Like we can't, you know?
Absolutely,
And then
absolutely.
there's some apps that I really like. Like I feel like Salty TV is that's the one with like Red Talons and Power Play and some of these great
Yeah, but they are
verticals.
also don't offer
They don't
memberships.
have a subscription. And we've been begging them for a
Playlet
subscription.
also. I'm so fucking annoyed, because on Playlet there are some shows I really want to watch, but I don't watch it, because if you do a kind of math thing, one show, if I will buy the coins, one show will cost me nearly 40 till 50 euros to watch it. And that's so ridiculous.
Yes,
So
that's how my
totally
drama is
ridiculous.
too. That's how my drama is too. And that it is really frustrating because they have such great shows. And sometimes I buy them on my drama just to support the whole, like, just to support the Ukrainian
But my drama, doesn't that
AMO.
my
Is it my
drama
drama or is
offer?
it, which is the one with all of the,
My
with all of the
drama.
Ukrainian?
It's my drama, but
It's my drama.
wait, let me look. I thought they are offering a membership.
Do they have a membership now? All I know is it's cheaper to
Nope,
watch
nope.
them.
No, I'm
No, I
sorry.
don't
No,
think so. It's
it's a
cheaper to
coin.
watch them on the internet, not through their app.
Yeah.
My drama. You know what you need to do is have a show all about apps. So you need to collect a couple reviewers who know like all the different apps, because that is a big part. When I first got into the vertical space, I was so overwhelmed, and
I
I
would
think I
love to
wasted
talk some
so much
off
money.
the platforms, some people.
Oh, from the platforms.
Yeah,
That would be fun.
but that's not so easy to do.
No. And they don't, they might not be as open. I know, who do I know? I know a lot of producers like that I talk, and not all the time, but you know, like that I chat.
But producers are only working for the platforms, you know.
They are.
I talked, as I told you, to Matt Nacido, Dan Loewenstein. I will talk to Danny Farber, and something like that. And they all told me they work for the platforms, but they
They
got
do.
over the script. And so
Gotta do
it's a
it.
job they got, and they don't have to say much in it, you know?
They don't.
So.
I mean, I think they can put their own spin on it. Like I've talked to Danny about that before, and he's like, you know, when it comes down to it, he can kind of change, like tweak the way they film it, or the way, you know, like have a
Yeah.
different approach, try to add his own spin to it. Like I feel like Dan Loewenstein and Danny Farber and even Matt, like you can kind of tell, like they put their own, like you can tell they were directed by them. Like they have their
Absolutely.
own
There is,
directing style.
absolutely. And I think every one of them you named told me that they love to chat or interact with the actors and give them some
Yeah.
free space to do it like
Yeah.
they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I
And
think
some
we,
directors aren't as willing to do that.
yes, exactly. And I think we need kind of mix up of everything to which John Henry told me. He wishes that the creatives would get, or the actors would get involved earlier
Oh,
in this
yeah.
whole scene. And
Yes.
they even did not do rehearsals anymore and something like that before they
Or
start
table reads
shooting
even.
because there
Yeah.
is no time. So he said every time it's directly shot. So there
Yeah.
is no time to maybe improvise or maybe
Yeah.
improve the kind of situation stuff and discuss the opinions of doing it in this or that way.
Yep,
So I
yeah.
think a first good thing would be to get the creatives earlier in this process.
Get them earlier, get them the script earlier, giving them
Yes.
more time. Did you ever watch a vertical and you can kind of tell, like it doesn't show up in all, but sometimes I'll be watching and you can tell which scene they shot first
Yeah.
based on the looseness of the actors.
Yeah,
Like I can kind
absolutely.
of tell, like I'll be watching, and this is great. And then there'll be like one chunk that they filmed it, like a bedroom scene or I don't even know,
Yeah,
like just
yeah,
in the workplace. And everyone's just a little bit more stiff and they're not really warmed up. Like you can kind
yeah.
of
Or
tell, you're like,
sometimes you
that's
see it
when they
because
shot
the
first.
clothes were different in
Oh
the same scene.
yeah. Yeah.
I
Oh yeah,
talked
that's a
about
fun
with
one
that
too.
with Hayley Hansen, and she said, yeah, there were some kind of scenes which were exactly the same scene but from different views, but it shot on different days. And
Yeah.
you see in one,
Different clothes.
she told
Yeah.
me from one scene she had her hair open and a long blue skirt and so blue dress. And in the other on the other view she has done her hair, makeup,
Oh my goodness.
and she
That's
said yeah,
crazy.
and you see it in the vertical.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you can. Like they don't have that continuity. They
Yeah.
don't, well, you know, that's a big part of like Hollywood is this continuity. Like that's
Yeah.
really important, you know, but so they're not paying as close of attention to that. And then
Yeah.
they don't go back and shoot the scene. And that's why I love when people outside of verticals say that the acting is bad in verticals, which I have seen some poorly acted verticals. I really have, but it's very rare. But they only get one or two takes. I'm like,
Yeah,
I would love
absolutely.
to see the Hollywood, the like some of the bigger Hollywood names act as well as our vertical
On point,
actors
every time on point, and every time
one or two takes.
with the text which they get 24 hours before.
Exactly. That to me boggles my mind. So I mean,
So, yeah.
I will come to that defense at any point. I'm like, yeah, I would love to see Tom Hanks, any of them, just do what our vertical actors do in the intensity, in the time, in the space, and still produce really well acted verticals. You know, like
Yeah.
I've never complained about the acting, you
No,
know.
I mean, in the end, we are in some way entertained. Is it because of the actors? Is it because of the story? Is it because of the production? It's, as fast as they are doing it, from
Yeah.
getting the script till it's published, it's nearly 2.5, 3 months,
I
which
know. It's
contains all of the doing to make this happen. And
Oh, yeah.
so in that, the output isn't bad for that.
No, not at all.
Absolutely
Not
not.
at all. And that's
Otherwise,
why
we wouldn't be
sometimes,
so addicted to watch
yeah, we wouldn't be. No, we
it.
wouldn't. We wouldn't. It is so true. I feel like we're still here. I'm still here. I'm still watching. I mean, it
Yeah,
was funny because I
absolutely.
remember as I started kind of like slowly coming, like my grief was kind of dissipating and I was feeling like I was coming back to life and like all of a sudden my critical thinking brain turned on and I'm starting to watch. I'm like, wait a minute, why am I
What?
watching? What am I doing? Like, what is going on? There was
But
like
you
this moment
keep on
where
watching.
it's
We have
weird.
to do the 5-question quickie for the end because
Oh,
we are
that's right.
already at the end.
Yes, I know we've talked forever. I'm
Doesn't
sorry.
matter. From the
I am like,
beginning,
I told you, I told you.
when I started recording it, the first episode, I will do episodes around about 30 minutes. That was my thinking. And then I
Yeah.
did the first recording.
Like,
And
that's
I
not.
saw, okay, that wouldn't work out. Nope. And then in the second recording, it was also more than 1 hour, and I said, okay, I will, yes,
Yeah,
I
it
will cut
is.
the illusions. No, because the thing is, I don't want to cut this episode. Then it's not authentic, because I really love these conversations, because every conversation you do, you get new points and you got new views on this whole vertical space. And
So great.
so I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah. Oh, good.
But I
Okay.
ask you the 5 question quickie, and
Okay.
then
I like
you,
answered them in
yeah.
advance because otherwise it's like not come, it wouldn't come to my
Favorite dish?
favorite dish. Okay. So there was this duck pappardelle that I had one
What?
time. It's like, okay. So it was duck, like
Yes.
duck.
Yeah.
And then pappardelle is
Ah, okay.
that's kind of thick and long.
Yeah, in Germany it's called pappardelle, because
Yeah.
I live near Italy,
Yeah, so
so
I don't say,
I'm more common to the pappardelle, to the Italian.
And I'm like papparadelli. Let me
Yes.
spin my.
Fine. Totally fine.
So I had that once when I was in Toronto in like 2010, and I like still remember it. But at home lately, I've been making. I'm like obsessed with making like protein bowls. So I just have this all this stuff in my fridge, and I just like put all this stuff together, and they're really yummy. Lots of
Yeah,
vegetables, lots.
bowls are really great. I love bowls
I
too.
do a lot of protein bowls now. So, I mean, I love all food. I love ice cream the most.
Oh, tell me one who doesn't love ice cream.
I know if you don't love ice cream, I have no,
What's wrong
there
with
is no
you? If you
way in
don't
my
like ice
brain.
cream, what's wrong with you?
How can I? I can't. No, you're
Ice
done.
cream and
Done.
cookies. Sorry for
Cancel.
that, but you don't
Out.
like it, you're out. Yeah,
Out.
totally.
Even if you can't tolerate lactose and you can't have dairy, there's other kinds of
There
ice
are
cream.
enough possibilities to eat ice cream.
Coconut ice
So,
cream is one of my favorites. Anyway, okay, next one.
favorite film?
Okay, so there's a film by, it's called Stranger Than Fiction, and it's with Will Ferrell and Emma Thompson. It's kind of an older one, but it's really, really good. I love it. Love it. It's one of my favorites. And then Patterson is another one that I love with Adam Driver. Is that his last name?
I don't
And
know.
then I can't remember his last name, Adam. Anyway, and then there's an, and then I love the Fast and the Furious series. You
Yeah,
know, with
that's
the
really
cop.
great. Yeah, I have them.
I
I
love
have
Fast.
them all.
Biggest because
Absolutely.
I have a bunch of boys, and so,
Ah,
you
yeah,
know.
then it's totally needed.
Yes, it's needed. I've got to have some connection to them. Yeah.
What's
So
your
it's not
favorite
just one. I'm
song?
sorry.
Your
My favorite
favorite
song.
song? Yeah,
Oh,
what puts you in
this
a
is like
good
picking
mood?
my favorite child. I can't pick a favorite song.
No, because no, I'm just asking, because if you're not so in a good mood, which music you would turn on to sing loud and dance to your
Oh
house
my
and say,
goodness.
yeah, that makes
Oh
me in a
my
good mood.
goodness. So I have a whole playlist filled with a lot of I guess I like more of a genre. Like so I love like that indie rock alternative that
Yes.
kind of was birthed in the late 1990s. Like that whole like movement is on my playlist. Anything with like strong drum bass
Yeah,
kind
that's
of
good.
beat to it. I love the Killers. I love Arctic Monkeys. There's tons of bands. I'm a huge music. Like me and my boys go to concerts all together. My big boys, we all have love the same music. And so, yeah, music is that was a tough one. I was like, I don't know. I'm speechless, which never happens to
You
me.
said you watched nearly 1,000 verticals. What's your one and only favorite, actually? When a
So.
newbie comes to you and said, "Megan, listen, I want to start to watch these vertical things. Which one I
Okay.
should definitely watch?" What would you tell them?
Okay, so that might be a different that's actually a different question. My favorite verticals, my favorite one is How Not to Date Your Neighbor on Candy Jar
Yeah, I know
with
it. I saw
Theo.
it. I love it.
Yes. Love that one. It has everything I love. It has like Gio's character is kind of flirty. She's really kind of strong, but also kind of lost.
And
You know,
shy a little bit,
and shy,
and
and it's
yeah.
got a really good character arcs. You know, it's got a good they both kind of like grow and learn and change. And it's got a little bit of intensity at the end. So I think that would be my favorite. The one I tell people to watch, that might be a little different. I'd have to think about that one. I might tell them to watch How Not to Date Your Neighbor, But that's kind of to me like the pinnacle. I'm like, we've got to rise to the pinnacle. Like, if you want
Yeah.
like the vertical, like the true
A true
vertical
vertical
experience
with all the sh normal
with
stuff
all
in
the towel drops and the, you know, the
it.
dip and the catch and oh, and now we're
The
falling.
accidentally got pregnant,
Yes. Yeah, on the one night stand from the guy who says he's not
and the
fertile.
guy getting married and don't even recognize each other after 5 years.
Yes, that's a totally different
Yes,
recommendation, you
absolutely,
know. But
absolutely.
yeah, how not to date your neighbor is,
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite. Yeah.
And the last question, what's the genre you miss?
Comedy for me. More comedy and more true rom-coms. Everyone calls them rom-coms. They're not
More
a
true
romantic
rom-coms
comedy
are
that
more a kind of realistic stuff.
But like they're not like I don't feel like I feel like there's only been maybe two really true romantic comedies in the
Yeah.
vertical so far. Like
Yeah.
they're not they don't have the quirky funny side characters. They don't have the situational humor that like really kind of like defines that genre for me. So comedy is definitely top of my list.
I will talk with Adam tomorrow about this. If we can get organized,
Well,
then
he
there
knows.
will
He
be
already
more
knows.
comedy.
I've
Yeah,
written like
maybe
four.
I should tell him too, so maybe that he feel a
Yes,
bit
you
more
know.
pressured to do
I think
it.
he knows. I think he is well aware of like yeah, I feel for him. And there's a lot of side characters that I absolutely adore and you just wish they could get a little bit more, you know. And
Yeah,
that's why we
attention.
need more diverse writing
Yeah.
because we need more characters that are more fully developed, not so one-sided. So many of the characters are so flat
Yeah.
besides you, there's like usually one character throughout the whole vertical that actually shows any type of growth, and the rest are just kind of stagnant, you know?
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. So we
yeah.
will see. Megan, thank you very much
Yes.
for your time.
You're welcome.
I wish you a lovely day and talk to you soon. Thanks for joining
Bye.
me. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.